reality to practice in order to familiarize oneself with a non-dual state of mind.
This is now.
So therefore, Rinpoche today will teach a part from the text called Distinguishing Phenomena and Their True Nature. The part then which explains how one meditates on or how one develops a non-dual state of mind.
So
there is a mention of four practices where one in a progressive order focuses on or does not focus on, as we will see, depending on which stage one is speaking of. So there is then four types of correct practice which has four aspects. One relating to focusing upon all phenomena as being merely mind, being manifestations of mind. Then there is a second stage where one's practice does not involve perceived objects or an object as a reference point, so one is not focusing upon objects. And then, in dependence upon that practice, one goes on to the next stage where the perceiver as well no longer is a point of reference, so there no longer is reference points such as perceived or perceiver. Independence upon that one then goes on to the next stage where there is no point of reference whatsoever, where one only, so to speak, in one's practice relates to the way things truly are. So one is not any longer involved in referring to perceived or perceiver.
Dela tambo mekpe jorvate, mekpe jorvare, mekpe jorvate karresena, tu tamche sem tamdo mekpare, sem tamdo mekpe jumsin karresena. Chu tamche zungzhen, zungzhen yinang ge chu tamche bhakya chulpa nawa yinba se na dene sem tamme.
So there was the first stage where one then sees all phenomena as merely mind, as manifestations of mind. So one then refers to phenomena in this way by viewing them as manifestations of mind. So all dualistic perceptions then involving perceived and perceiver are understood to be merely mind in that they are manifestations of habitual patterns.
Bhakya Trupa Nama Karasana Jeva Thoma Mebane Zongze Ninanga Nama Zongze Ninanga Bhakya Yahin Zongze Ninanga Bhakya Tela Tinte Tene Zongze Ninanga Trupa De Rebe Songre.
There is then also understanding of that these habitual patterns originate with confused states of mind, from beginningless time, one has then accumulated habitual patterns in the context of dualistic states of mind. Nina, Bhaksha Shakpa Lakhene.
Tene ni sa na ki trabar. Zenje trabar.
And as was said, these habitual patterns then originate with confused states of mind. So there is then a progressive development where confused states of mind are the basis out of or independence upon which then habitual patterns are accumulated in the context of duality. So in this way, mistaken or confused states of mind occur.
Tena tatarje namade, tatarche nei namade, same time re. Jeva name pakya, zungze ninanga pakya, zungze ninanga trupe pakya latine, so I in besena, tene. Pakya Gantranang Yibasena, then it's in there now and there, same Sangha.
So, present appearances or anything experienced in this life, as was said, is merely a manifestation of mind, in that present appearances are the manifestations of habitual patterns accumulated in previous lives. It is due to these habitual patterns that are accumulated in the context of dualistic states of mind and originate with confusion or ignorance that present appearances of perceived and perceiver manifest. So it's in this sense that all phenomena are said to be merely mind, manifestations of mind.
Penna malamja nama. Malamja nama te nime pakya gantrana ibasena semza ibana yere.
So this is comparable to appearances in a dream. Appearances in dreams then manifest in relation to habitual patterns accumulated in the waking state, these habitual patterns being based on, so to speak, confused or mistaken states of mind. Experiences then related to future lives as well are merely mind in that they are the result of or they will be the result of habitual patterns accumulated in this life, habitual patterns then accumulated in the context of dualistic states of mind that originate with confusion or ignorance. So, experiences or appearances related to future lives as well are merely mind or will be merely mind.
Tena hene cheva seme lu cheva malang pa parta la pardo si yavare pardo yang dene tanda pakhyan trupe nama yimbese na semchangre.
Now, after death, before one again has been reborn, as a certain type of being, one then is in what is referred to as the intermediate state. Now, anything experienced in that state as well is merely mind, in that it's a manifestation of habitual patterns.
Jaise shiva le chunjuk chemule nyerba chaksik sajite suche kine chetase. Mecho teda chele song, tanda teda tamje ne diksin yin par tuve song song par. Nyerba chaksik sajite suche kine chetase. Nyerba chaksik sajite suche kine suche kine jang zuba mare. Mezzo te da chile son.
Mezzo.
Cachi mese, cachi mose. Mezzo te da chile son. Yo chile ya no son amare. Anna carin son amare. Yo demba trope yo yene son amare.
O shenle.
Rere. Yo yene ya no son amare. Anna carin son amare. Dipper same gentleman son amare. Dixing him, but three songs. Dipper same gentleman is son amare.
Now, Shantideva in his Bodhicharyavatara says that no one has created the burning hot grounds in the hell realms and the fire flames of fire in these hell realms have not been produced by anything but negative states of mind. So experiences in the hell realms then originate with negative states of mind, nothing else. They are the manifestations of confused states of mind.
Dry now at the ninja now at the so Rembe Rembe Pacca combalatin the Danija Namdo Chigre Mato Lamsang Pacala Martin but Lamsang Danija Nama Chigmar.
Similarly, in this life, in terms of relationships such as a relationship to an enemy or to a friend, these relationships then occur gradually in dependence upon habitual patterns. They do not occur, such relationships do not occur suddenly without a cause.
Tan dor dona mikpa jorba te tene zonze ni nanga nawa na tsokwande sem tan yin bari ngi tempo che no tene mikpa jorba te.
So, in brief then, in terms of this first aspect, which is practice, where one then views all phenomena as being merely mind, manifestations of mind, one then develops a definitive understanding of that all appearances of perceived and perceiver that belong to one's experience are merely mind, are merely manifestations of mind. So that definitive understanding of that all phenomena are merely mind is then the aim of this practice.
Mamei paye jorba te zonwa danda semtan de mekpe jorba la tinte tene zonwa mamei paye jorba te yongare. Karere sena kyu tamche semjen trunan zan yinba yike na semjen trunan zan yinba tinche ki jumsin ki tene zonwa sirurta denbar matubu dutuware. Sedong matubu.
So then one goes on to the next stage, which depends upon having achieved the first one that was just described. Once one has understood, become convinced of that all phenomena are merely manifestations of confused states of mind, with that understanding as a basis, one will understand or realize that there are no externally existent objects.
Pena malam ngoi ke bana yire malam ngoi ke na malam je nawa de sem je thuna yin ba yi chi pa le tin te tene sam na ni pa ta na Tene malanje nawad sirak dembar madro par totore.
Now, if one recognizes a dream for what it is, then within the dream one will be convinced of that whatever appears in the dream is merely a manifestation of one's mind. With that understanding as a basis, one then sees that there are no externally existent objects or appearances.
Dina mlando zo da te ro reza so zo da te ro reza na wa khana ya sem jen thna yin ba sen na sir da sido da ma ro ba sido da ma ro pa sir da ma ro pe yin do te chen de zo da te ro reza nam jan pa kya ke
Now,